节的神人以利沙。
Tonight we are going to continue studying what we have been studying the past few nights, the holy man of God, Elisha.
好，我们来看列王记下。
Let us look at the book of 2 Kings.
列王记下的第四章。
2 Kings chapter 4.
列王记下第十章，第四章。
Second Kings chapter four.
在前面几章，我们看两代工作的传承。
In the first few chapters, we see the succession between two generations.
就是以利亚把先知的职分传给以利沙。
Which is Elijah passing on his mantle to Elisha.
那这个传承有两个层面。
And this succession has two layers to it.
第一个是工作的传承。
The first is the succession of work.
就是先知的职分。
Which is the status and identity of a prophet.
那第二个是灵性的传承。
And the second is the passing on of spirituality.
所以伊丽莎要求他能够得到加倍的灵来帮助他。
So Elisha requested for a double portion of his spirit.
今天我们教会的圣工一代一代一直传承下去。
So today the holy work in church is passed on from generation to generation.
工作的传承，这是大家所认识的。
And everyone knows and is familiar with the passing on of work.
但是有一件非常重要，就是灵性的传承。
But one that is even more important is the passing on of spirituality.
那以利沙他有神的同在，一个最重要的证明就是从以利亚身上掉下的那件衣服。
And the greatest proof that God abided with Elisha is the mantle that fell from Elijah.
那以利亚用那件衣服打了河水就分开。
Elijah used that cloak to strike the river and the waters parted.
这个不是以利亚有什么能力，那个是因为神同在。
This is not by the power of Elijah, but because God abided with him.
那以利沙拿了这件衣服，他打了水，所以也分开。
And when Elisha took this cloak and struck the water, it also parted.
所以神的同在是一样的。
So God also abided with him.
因此以利沙有这个很明确的神的同在以后，我们就看到他所走过的地方带给人很多的恩典。
So after we see this very clear sign that God abided with Elisha, we know that wherever Elisha went, he brought God's grace with him.
所以我们刚刚唱的这个赞美诗就是要做别人蒙福的管道。这个实在是非常好的一个赞美诗。
And so the hymn we just sang is a very good hymn because it talks about us being a channel of blessing to others.
不是我们能够给人什么福气。
It is not that we can give anyone any blessing.
是神能够给人福气。
It is God who can bless us.
但是如果我们有美好的灵性，有神的同在，我们走到哪里就可以带给人福气。
But if we have a good spirituality and God's abidance, then no matter where we go, we can bring God's blessings with us.
所以我们在读这个保罗的书信保罗大概是罗马书里面写我如果再去，我要带基督丰盛的恩典去。
And that is why in the book of Romans, Paul writes that if he goes, he will bring the grace of God with him.
所以我们在做圣工走到哪里神的恩典跟到哪里，这个是太美好的。
So wherever we do our holy work, God's grace will follow, and this is wonderful.
所以我们做圣工要追求灵性，也就是有基督的心，有基督的同在，有基督的带领。
So when we do holy work, then we must strive to have God's abidance with us, which is to have the heart of Jesus, the characteristics of Jesus, and as well as Jesus' guidance.
那第四章的第八节开始。
And starting from 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8.
差不多一直到第 三十七节。
From verse 8 to verse 37.
就记载一个书念的妇人。
It talks about the Shunammite woman.
这不是说她的名字叫做书念她是走，她是住在书念的一个妇人。
It does not mean that her name was Shunam, but she lived in a place called Shunam.
那这段圣经就记载这个书念的妇人怎么跟以利沙在互动。
And this passage describes the interaction between the Shunammite woman and Elisha.
那在互动当中她怎么去得到神的恩典。
And in their interaction, how did the Shunammite woman obtain the grace of God?
所以啊一个教会如果有一个人有神同在，这个是教会的宝。
So if a church has a worker who has the abidance of God, this is the treasure of the church.
他会带给教会很多神的恩典。
Because this worker will bring much of God's grace and blessings to the church.
那这个书念妇人呢，跟以利沙在互动。
So when this Shunammite woman was interacting with Elisha,
结果她本身得到很大的恩典。
She herself obtained great grace.
我们现在这个世代
In our current era,
很注重个人。
We are very focused and emphasize the individual.
所以人把自己包得好紧紧的我们要跟谁互动都是有选择性的。
And so when we interact with other people or connect with them, we do so with a deliberate purpose in mind.
但是如果我们学习这个书念的妇人我们可以从我们他所做的得到对我们带来很大的福气。
But if we follow according to what the Shunammite woman did, then we can also obtain great blessing.
这个书念的妇人我们如果看第八节第四章第八节。
If we look at chapter 4, verse 8, about the Shunammite woman,
这个苏念妇人是一个大富的妇人。
It says that she was a notable woman.
这个大富也可以讲很有钱家的一个妇人。
Which also means that she was very wealthy.
我们常常会感觉到在这个社会上如果是一个人家里有钱一边都是珠光宝气带了很多的装饰。
So when we think of someone who is wealthy in this day and age, we often associate them with many riches and treasure.
再来，讲话充满着自信。
And when we think about the way they talk, they carry confidence.
有时候你会觉得他目中无人。
And at times you may feel that they think that they are above everyone.
但是这个大户的妇人我们看是非常不一样。
But we see that this Shunammite woman, this notable woman, she was not the same.
她非常不一样就是她懂得尊重别人。
And why was she different? It is because she knew how to respect and honor other people.
我们看第八节的下半句。
If we look at the latter half of verse 8.
说大富的妇人强留她吃饭。以利沙每从那里经过。就进去吃饭。
And it says she persuaded him to eat some food, so it was as often as he passed by, he would turn in there to eat some food.
那到底这个苏念妇人是不是认识以利沙呢？
And does the Shunammite woman know Elisha?
一直到第九节说，我看出那从我们这里经过的是圣洁的神人，所以常常到家他家吃饭以后，他才认识以利沙。
So you can infer from verse 9 that it is only after Elisha comes to eat at her home that she recognizes him as a holy man of God.
那她不认识以利沙，她怎么会留他在家里吃饭呢？
And if she did not know Elisha, then why would she invite him to her home to eat?
我们大家都知道，要请别人到家里吃饭很多事情要做。
We all know that if we want to invite someone over to our house to eat, it involves a lot of work.
第一个就是全家要大扫除。
The first is that we must do a big cleaning of the house.
第二个要煮东西花了好多时间。
The second is that we must spend a great amount of time cooking.
但是他觉得以利沙这个先知来到这个城他有能力，因为他是大户人家，他就把握这个机会来接待伊丽莎。
But when she saw that Elisha came into this town, she took hold of the opportunity because she had the ability to
我们想啊，当时的先知啊，不是像这样现在开车子，有的是坐骑马，有的是坐马车，有的骑驴子。
So, the prophet at that time, their transportation wasn't as convenient as it was for us today.
所以有人请他吃饭哦，那个加添心力啊，他也觉得很温暖啊。
And so, for someone to invite him to eat is something that is very heartwarming.
圣经里面讲尊重先知的要得到先知的赏识。
And the Bible says that those who honor a prophet will receive the blessing of the prophet.
所以他接待伊丽莎，后来神借着伊丽莎带给他很多的恩典。
So after she received Elisha, then through Elisha, God gave her much grace.
我们俄白教会有地利我们的建筑非常的宽阔。
And in Irvine Church, we have a lot of land, so construction is very big here.
那我们在疫情当中很多的活动都在这里办。
And so many of the church events are held here.
那圣经里面讲每一个新约时代的信徒都是君王、先知，也是祭司。
And the Bible tells us in the New Testament that every single one of us believers are kings, priests, and prophets.
所以我们能够把握这个机会来接待这些来参加讲习会的人员，这是一种恩典。
So it is a type of blessing for us to be able to grab hold of the opportunity to receive and show our generosity to people who come for these workshops.
这个也是一个机会。
And it is also an opportunity for us.
我们曾经看过教会本来那个圣工就是很平淡的，但是开始开放办 NATS、NYTS 以后，圣工开始发展。
And normally, when the church is just operating normally, then it seems very peaceful. But once we hold these events, then it seems like work starts picking up.
因为当我们把这个圣工当作很重要，我们用爱心去投进去，神就与我们同在。
Because when we cherish this work and begin to invest our love into it, then God notices it.
因为神就是爱
Because God is love.
所以出于爱神所做的那个教会一定会有神的祝福。
So those who perform their labor of love, God will certainly bless them.
甚至有的人在教会里面参与这个侍奉的工作，都无形中受到神很大的祝福。
And there are many people who serve in the church who are blessed by God, although not visibly.
那这个祝福不是说一下就来到，就是说你说很多事情发生了，让你看到真的神一直在带领祝福。
And these blessings don't come all at once, but they come little by little so that you recognize in your life that God is guiding you.
所以我们看这个苏念妇人是懂得把握机会来接待伊丽莎。
So we see that the Shunammite woman understood how to take hold of this opportunity to receive Elisha.
那到第八节第九节下半
And in the latter half of verse 9,
她对伊丽莎的接待就更进一步。
Her generosity to Elisha,
就更进一步了所以第十节
In verse 10,
我们可以为他在墙上盖了一间小楼，在其中安放床榻、桌子、椅子、灯台。他来到我们这里，就可以住在其间。
She takes her generosity a step further. Verse 10, please let us make a small upper room on the wall, and let us put a bed for him there, and a table, and a chair, and a lampstand.
So, 本来是请他吃饭现在说我们要请他来这里住。
So previously she just invited him to eat, but now she gives him a room.
那我们看原因是什么
？And what is the reason？
说他是一个圣洁的神人。
It is because he is a holy man of God.
这个就是他的人格。
And this is his character.
所以他的人格得到苏念妇人的尊重，所以他就接待到他家来住。
Because his character as a holy man of God was honored by the Shunammite woman, he was able to have this place to stay.
所以我们在教会里面啊，要学习尊重别人啊，像这个苏念的妇人一样。
So in the church, like the Shunammite woman, we must learn to honor others.
圣经里面啊提到好几次啊，因为接待而得福气的。
And the Bible, it has so many examples of people who receive people and show them hospitality and receive great blessing.
好像亚伯兰看到有三个人从他的门前经过。
Just like the three men who came by Abraham's place.
亚伯兰就一直想，天气这么热，这三个一定是非常口渴，非常疲倦。
And Abraham knew that it was very hot, so he assumed that they must be very tired and thirsty.
就主动上前去啊，请他到家里。
So he took the initiative to invite these three men into his home.
拿水给他们洗脚，然后煮东西给他们吃。
He brought water for them to wash their feet and other food for them to eat of.
结果不知不觉接待了天使。
And without knowing, he entertained angels.
所以那一次接待亚伯拉罕以后就有一个独生的儿子。
And after he showed hospitality to those three, he was promised a son.
所以我们看这个以利沙这个苏念妇人接待以利沙之后相同的事情发生了。
So after the Shunammite woman showed hospitality to Elisha, the same thing happened.
我们现在回来看列王记下第四章。
Let us look back to 2 Kings chapter 4.
21节。
Verse 11.
一日伊丽莎就进到在进去在楼躺卧十二节。
Verse 12.
伊丽莎吩咐仆人基亚西说，你叫这个妇人来，他就把妇人叫来那妇人就站在伊丽莎面前十三节。
13.
伊丽莎吩咐仆人说，你对他说，你既为我们费了许多的心思，可以为你做什么呢？你或向王，或向元帅，有所求没有？他回答说：没有。我在本乡安居无事。这个十四节开始那伊丽莎就问仆人：我到底要为他做什么？
So starting from verse 14, Elisha started to think about what he could do for this Shunammite woman.
因为他问我能为你做什么，他说没有我活得好，我没有什么事情。
Because even after he asked her, she replied that she didn't need anything and that she was living very well.
那这件事情也在看出这一个妇人她的灵性。
And through this interaction, we can see the spirituality of the Shunammite woman.
她说我没有什么事情。
She said that she has no request.
其实她是没有孩子。
But in actuality, she has no child.
但是伊丽莎在她家住她就希望能够带给她什么恩典。
But because Elisha stayed at her home, he wished to bring blessing to her.
我们看十六节。
Let us look at verse 16.
伊丽莎说，明年到这个时候，你必要抱一个儿子。她说，神人说，我主不要那样的欺哄仆人。所以这里他就应许他明年你有一个儿子。
So here in verse 16, we see that Elisha promised her a son.
所以这是出于神的感动对他的爱心的一个回报。
And this is from the movement of God as compensation for her labor of love.
有时候我们在听一些信徒在讲一个公司老板对他很好。
And there was a brother, a church member who said that their boss at work treated them very well.
那在公司里面上班都有一些体验，觉得这个老板真的很好。
And at work, they went through multiple experiences that allowed them to confirm that this boss was very good.
那我们在一生当中如果懂得服侍神神是最好的老板。
And in our lives, if we understand and know how to serve God, then God is our greatest boss.
为什么？
Why?
因为神有丰盛的恩典。
Because God has great blessing.
哦，所以懂得服侍神的人啊，他的生活有很多的体验。
And so those who understand how to serve God will experience God very, very much.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let us look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
哦，帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
First Thessalonians chapter 1.
第九节跟第十节。
Verse 9 to 10.
啊，因为他们自己已经报名，我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。第十节。
10.
等候他的儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活，那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。啊，这个第九节啊，跟第十节在讲我们的信仰生活，其实归结到最后三件事情。
So in verse 9 to 10, it describes three things that we will encounter in our life of faith.
哦，我们在世界上很忙碌。
We are very busy in our lives.
但是如果进到信仰啊，就是三件事情。
But if we enter into faith, then there will be three things that occur.
啊，最后一件就是等候神。
And the last thing is for us to wait for God.
等候主耶稣从天降临。
To wait for Jesus to come from heaven.
那个时候是神要赏赐我们的时候。
And that is the time that Jesus will bring his reward with him for to give to us.
自战自坚的苦楚要成就极重无比的荣耀，就是这个时候。
And so great bitterness and sorrow and toil will eventually lead to great reward.
那第十节说脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
And in the latter part of verse 10, it says, even Jesus who delivers us from the wrath to come.
也就是主耶稣再来，这个世界全部都会被火烧掉。
Meaning that once Jesus comes, then this world will be destroyed.
但是我们有天上的基业。
But we have our heavenly inheritance.
那在等候主再来之前，我们要做什么？
So what must we do before Jesus comes?
第九节的下半，要服侍那又真又活的神。
The second half of verse 9, how you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God.
圣经为什么要特别讲又真又活？
Why does the Bible specifically emphasize the living and true God?
真就是不会改变。
True means that he is unchanging.
我们每个人有两个账户，银行的账户。
Every single one of us have two accounts.
一个是地上的，一个是天上的。
One is on earth, one is in heaven.
那很多人觉得地上的账户最真。
And most people feel like the account on earth is most tangible.
天上的账户谁看到？
Who can see the account in heaven?
其实倒过来地上的账户是假的。
But in actuality, the account on earth is false.
为什么说是假的？主耶稣再来，你一毛钱也拿不走。
Because when Jesus comes, you cannot take any of it with you.
那天上的账户看不见，主耶稣再来的时候你就看见了。
But for the heavenly account, when Jesus comes, you will be able to see it even if you don't see it now.
所以哥林多前书十五章在讲复活。
And so 1 Corinthians chapter 15 talks about resurrection.
那复活讲到最后的结论是什么？
And the conclusion of this is,
要坚固不可动摇。
We must stay strong and we cannot waver.
要竭力多做主工。
We must serve God more.
因为这是不突然的。
Because this is not in vain.
这个就是服侍真神的价值。
And this is the value of serving God.
那为什么说是服侍活的神？
And why does it say to serve the living God?
如果有一个信徒说我信主到现在都没有体验。
If a believer says that I've believed in God to this day and still have no experience with him.
我常常问到一个问题，那你有真的在服侍神吗？
And then I often ask them a question, are you truly serving God?
他说有啊。
And they say yes.
那我们再问一个问题。
So let me ask you another question.
你服侍神的动机跟态度是很对吗？
Is your motivation and attitude in serving God correct?
如果一个人服侍的动机态度都是非常好。
If a person's motivation and attitude when serving the Lord are all good,
神是活神啊。
And God is the living God.
神一定会有回应的。
And he will surely have a reward.
那神的回应就是我们的体验。
And his response is our experience.
所以不可能一个认真服侍神的人哦，一二十年都没有体验，这是不可能，因为神是活的。
And it is impossible for someone who serves God diligently to have no experience in 10 or 20 years.
那当我们的服侍神有一个回应之后，你又发现神是好的，神是活的，神是可爱的。
And if we receive or if we experience God in our servitude, then we will find that God is living, God is true, and He is worthy to be adored.
那这样我们的信仰才会活泼起来。
And only through this will our faith be living.
所以在教会里面，如果一直推迟圣工，我们的信仰不会进步的。
If in church we constantly refuse to take on work, then our faith will not improve.
因为没有服事，那个活的神就没有回应，我们的信仰就停顿了。
Because without serving the living God, we will have no response or experience, and our faith will come to a standstill.
那信仰一停顿，就只剩一堆知识。
And if our faith comes to a standstill, then what remains is only knowledge.
所以这个知识要变成活的，就是要服侍神。
And this knowledge must become living in order for us to serve God.
那要服侍神啊，我们就看第九节。
And if we want to serve God, let us look at verse 9.
要离弃偶像，归向神。
Then we must turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God.
所以有的人很想服侍神，但这一生总是没有做什么。
So there are many who wish to serve God, but in the end, in their lives, they don't do anything.
不是他没有心啊。
It isn't because they don't have the heart to do it.
因为他里面有一些比神还重要的。
But it is because in their heart, they have things that are more important than God.
这个就是偶像啊。
And these are idols.
比神还重要就是偶像啊。
Anything more important than God are idols.
那我们要把它调整，神第一。
And this is something that we must adjust.
那我们就能够服侍神。
And then we can serve God.
所以有时候我常常在一些新开拓地区哦，开灵恩会，这个信徒没有来，那个信徒没有来。
So oftentimes when I go to various locations for spiritual convocation, I notice that this member didn't come or another member didn't come.
我就问他说，他生病的时候有没有时间看医生？有啊。
And you ask, oh, did you have time to see the doctor when you were sick? And they do.
那移民官要面谈要得身份的时候有没有时间？有啊。
And do you have time to go for your interview to try to get status? Of course you do.
那亲戚要结婚，有没有时间给他请客？有啊。
And if your relatives are getting married, do you have time to invite them to dinner? Yes, you do.
那为什么联恩会没有时间？
So why is it that when it comes to spiritual convocation, you don't have any time?
就是其他比联恩会还重要，所以他排得出来。
It is because you have other things that are more important, and that is why you exclude spiritual convocation.
所以他有偶像。
And so these are idols.
也就是比神还重要。
And we consider them more important than God.
因此这个苏念的妇人，她能够来接待以利沙。
And the Shunammite woman, she was able to show hospitality to Elisha.
这个是她得神恩典、体验神的开始。
And this is the start of her experience with God and to receiving blessing.
好，我们看回来看《列王记下》第四章。
Let us turn back to 2 Kings chapter 4.
十七节。
Verse 17.
妇人果然怀孕了，生了一个儿子，正如以利沙所说的。这神讲的话，这个神人被神感动讲的话是预言，一定会实现。
And so the word that is spoken by the man of God that comes from the movement of God will surely come to pass because it is a prophecy.
那有时候我们会给别人祝福，我们给别人祝福，这个是我们的愿望。我们不是神啊，这个祝福不太可能啊，全部会实现。
And at times when we want to bless others, most of the time it is just our desire. It is not something that will actually happen.
好，那我们就再来看这个妇人的优点。
Now let us look at the merits of the Shunammite woman.
我们刚刚读这个第四章的第九节。
We previously read chapter 4, verse 9.
这里说，我看出常中我们经过是圣洁的神人。
She says, look now, I know that this is a holy man of God.
圣洁要怎么看得出来？
How can she recognize holiness?
但是她看得出来。
But it is a fact that she can recognize it.
好，那同样一个以利沙。
And for Elisha.
如果我们回到第二章二十三节。
If we turn back to chapter 2, verse 23.
列王记下二章二十三节。以利沙从那里上伯特利去，正上去的时候， 有些童子从城里出来，戏笑他说：“秃头的上去吧，秃头上去吧。”啊，这个地方讲啊，有一些童子看到以利沙。
So in 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 23, it mentions that some youths saw Elisha.
哦，那这个童子，你看哦，他怎么讲秃头的？
And what did they say? They called Elisha a bald head.
所以很可能以利沙真的是秃头。
So it's probably true that Elisha was bald.
所以小孩子一看，哎，那个是秃头，跟大家不太一样。
And so children may see and recognize Elisha looks different from other people.
那他在讲秃头上去吧，这个是一种取笑的话。
And for the youths to say, go up, you bald head, is an insult.
哦，所以这个小孩子看什么？小孩子看外表。
And so children, what they see is the outer appearance.
哦，啊，这个苏念妇人看什么？她看她的灵性。
But what does the Shunammite woman see? She sees his spirituality.
哦。所以我们就发现这两个有差别。
So we can see the difference between these two types of people.、
那这个就是代表我们人的灵性。
And this represents our own spirituality.
请问你注重什么？
What do you value?、
我们注重什么？我们在观察一个人，你就会很强调我们所注重的。
Whatever we value, then when we observe another person, we will focus on that aspect.
所以有时候我们在教会里面看到一些婚戒，有的父母说，只要他灵性很好就好。
And so when we see some matchmaking happening in the church, there are many parents who say, so long as their faith is good.
因为我们在圣经里面，你找得到所谓有圣经的根据，大概只有三个条件。
Because if you look at the standards based on the Bible, we can conclude that there are three points.
第一个要在主里结婚。
The first is that we must marry in the Lord.
这是圣经里面所记载的。
This is recorded in the Bible.
那第二个，亚当看夏娃，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
And when Adam saw Eve, he said, "Bones of my bones, flesh of my flesh."
就是彼此有那种夫妻的感觉。
So there must be this feeling between husband and wife.
第三个结婚就是离开父母。
The third is that a man departs from his father and mother to be with his wife.
就是他有独立的能力。
Meaning that he has the ability to be independent.
圣经看得到合于圣经的条件只有这三个。
From what we can see in the Bible, there are only these three requirements.
所以当我们的信仰渐渐有主耶稣的心
So when our faith gradually starts to have the heart of God
我们就不会把其他的条件开得很多
We will stop thinking about other conditions
你那个条件加得越多你越难找到人
The more conditions we add then it is, the harder it is to find a partner
所以我们怎么欣赏人
So how do we observe a person?
你要看他的外表吗?
Do we look at their outer appearance?
看他的外表，他是秃头的啊。
If we look at their appearance, they may be bald.
你如果看他的灵性，他是神人啊，他是圣洁的神人啊。
But if you look at their spirituality, they are a holy man of God.
他会带给人福气的。
And they will bring blessing.
所以我们怎么看人?
So this is how we should see people.
要欣赏别人的灵性。
We must appreciate their spirituality.
这个本身代表我们的灵性。
And this in and of itself represents our own spirituality.
那一直在看别人的外貌、外在的条件，这个代表我们是小孩子，灵性上。
And if we constantly look at the outer appearance of other people, then it means that in its spirit we are children.
所以有时候我们真的不了解自己。
So at times we really do not understand ourselves.
到底我的灵性好不好?
Is my spirituality good or not?
但是我们说冷静来想想我们对周围的人跟事怎么去回应。
But if we calmly, if we calm down and take a look at ourselves and see how we respond to our environment and other people.
我们的回应就是我们的灵性啊。
Our response represents our spirituality.
所以这个苏念妇人很难得，她是大户人家，但是有美好的灵性。
And so this Shunammite woman, it is very rare that someone like her has such great spirituality.
尊重先知的身份。 把握机会接待先知。
And she was someone who honored the identity of a prophet and also took hold of this opportunity to show hospitality.
她懂得去欣赏伊丽莎的美啊，这个、灵性的优点。
And she also knew how to appreciate the merits of Elisha's spirituality.
好，那到了第四章，我们就看到苏念的妇人遇到一个困难。
When we read further in chapter 4, we see that the Shunammite woman runs into difficulty.
好，我们看第四章，列王记下第四章。
Let us look at 2 Kings chapter 4.
二十节。
2 Kings chapter 4, verse 20.
好，第四章的二十节。
Chapter 4, verse 20.
好，这里讲仆人抱去，交给他母亲，孩子坐在母亲的膝上，到中午就死了。
20. When he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died.
他好久都不能生孩子，现在终于有一个孩子，但是呢，死了，这个是非常悲伤的事情啊。
And she was unable to conceive for so long, and finally, when she has a son, he died, and this is very tragic.
我们人生总是会遇到一些我们不想要遇到的事情啊。
In our lives, you will often encounter things that we don't want to run into.
那苏念的妇人面对她独一的儿子死了，她怎么回应
？And how did the Shunammite respond to her son's death?
好，我们看啊，列王记啊，列王记下第四章。
Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 4.
第四章的二十二节。
2 Kings chapter 4, verse 22.
呼叫她丈夫说：“你叫一个仆人来给我牵一匹驴来，我要快快去见神人就回来。”二十三节。
23.
丈夫说：“今日不是月数，也不是安息日，你为何要见她呢？”妇人说：“平安。”无事，你看到这个孩子死了，他要去见神人。
So we see that when her son died, she wanted to see the man of God.
那她丈夫问她到底发生什么事情呢
？And when her husband asked her what happened,
她说平安无事。
She said it is well.
真的是平安无事吗
？Was it truly well?
如果她到了伊丽莎的时候，我们看他们怎么在描写她。
So when she finally reaches Elisha, how does the Bible describe her?
我们看二十七节。
Let us look at verse 27.
妇人上了山，到神人那里，就抱住神人的脚。基亚西前来要推开他。神人说：“由他吧，因为他心里愁苦。神向我隐瞒，没有指示我。所以伊丽莎一看这个。”妇人心里愁苦。
So we can see that Elisha knew that the Shunammite woman's soul was indeed distressed.
但是她所表现出来的是平安无事，非常的平静。
But what she demonstrated was peace, and she said it is well.
这可不简单啊。
This is very difficult.
人遇到这么大的困难能够心中很平静，这个不简单啊。
It is very difficult for someone who has run into such a difficult situation to be at peace.
所以有时候我们稍微听别人讲一句话稍微身体检查什么指数不正常，那一天晚上睡不着。
So sometimes if we hear just a single phrase or somebody saying something about our body or our health,
我们晚上就睡不着。
And we can't fall asleep at night.
人很容易失去平静的心啊。
When we hear things like this, we can't fall asleep at night because it is very easy for us to lose our cool.
那这个平静的心从哪里来
？And where does this heart of peace come from？
平静的心是由神同在来的。
A calm heart comes from the abidance of God.
或者说，对神有很强的依靠，我们心就平静下来。
Or if we strongly rely on God, then our hearts will be at peace.
我们在看那个摩西带领以色列百姓出埃及。
If we see Moses, he was able to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
到了红海边。
And near the Red Sea.
回头看，后面有追兵。
When they turned back, there were troops following after them.
往前看，
And if they look to the front,
前面有红海啊。
It was the Red Sea.
进不了，退退不了。
They could not move forward or go backward.
哇，以色列百姓就慌起来了。
And so the Israelites started to panic.
你为什么把我们带来这个死在这里？
Why did you bring us out of Egypt just to die here?
但是那个时候，你看摩西非常的平静。
But at that time, we know that Moses was very calm.
还安静，看神今天怎么为你们做事。
And he said to be silent and see what God will do for you this day.
那为什么摩西能够安静下来？
And why was Moses able to be at peace?
因为这么久来一直体验到最后他发现这一条路是神要我们走的，所以放心，神一定会带。
Because after so long and after having experienced God so many times, he knows that this is the path that God wanted them to walk on, so God will surely make it possible.
所以我们遇到事情可以平静安稳有几个原因。
So when we encounter certain situations, why are we able to stay calm?
我们看诗篇39篇第九节。
Let us look at Psalms chapter 39, verse 9.
诗篇39篇第九节。
Psalms chapter 39, verse 9.
因为我所遭遇的是出于你，我就默然不语。
Verse 9, I was mute, I did not open my mouth because it was you who did it.
圣经说，我们的头发神都数过。
The Bible tells us that God even knows how many hairs are on our head.
神没有允许，一根头发也不会掉。
And if God does not allow it, not even one strand will fall from us.
神是我的父亲呢。
So God is our father.
我是他的儿子啊。
And we are his children.
所以发生在我的身上都是有神允许的。
So what happens to us is allowed by God.
所以我所遭遇的出于你，我就默然不语啊。神一定会带领。
And so whatever I encounter, I will stay mute and will not open my mouth because I know God will guide.
所以我们在看那个腓立比书里面，保罗在监牢写的。
So if we see in the book of Philippians, when Paul was in jail,
充满着平安跟喜乐。
He was filled with peace and joy.
为什么？
Why?
我现在在监牢里面。
If I am in prison right now,
如果死跟神在一起，好得无比。
Then even if I were to die right now, then it would still be wonderful.
但是我不会死。
It would be wonderful to be with God.
因为神还有工作让我做。
But I know I will not die because there is still work for me to be done.
真的在使徒行传二十几章以后，你看保罗经过好多的死难的阴影到最后都没有死。
So if we look into the 20-some chapters of the book of Acts, we see that Paul ran into so many hardships that threatened his life, but he still came out safe.
因为神还有工作要让他做。
Because there is still work that God wanted him to do.
所以遇到任何一个事情可以平静下来。
So no matter what we face, we can remain calm.
要像这个苏念的妇人专心来寻找神来依靠神来交托神那其他不要惊慌。
Just like the Shunammite woman, we must remain calm and just place everything into God's hands and rely on God.
所以我们看这个苏念的妇人讲平安无事本来是大事啊，小孩子死了，但是因为她能够平静下来，她整个家庭就很平安了。
So we can see that the Shunammite woman, she said, it is well, and because she responded this way, her household was able to remain at peace.
所以有时候家庭发生事情如果有一个人他真的有这种平安那一个人就可以稳定整个家庭。
So at times if something happens in our household, if there's just one person who is at peace, sometimes they can stabilize our entire situation.
所以彼得前书里面在讲有一种装饰我们看彼得前书第三章
Let us look at 1 Peter chapter 3
彼得前书第三章
1 Peter chapter 3
第四节
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 4
只要里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰这在神面前是极其宝贵的有一种装饰在神看起来非常宝贵。
And there is a beauty that is very precious in the sight of God.
就是要长久温柔安静。
What is the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit?
那这个长久温柔安静啊，就是一种美，因为它是一种装饰。
And this gentle and quiet spirit is a type of beauty because it is a type of adornment.
它可以平静啊家庭里面的风浪。
It allows one to be able to remain calm and at peace through the tribulations.
所以这种美德带给家庭啊很大的平安。
And so this sort of virtue brings great peace to a household.
那我们是需要有这样的平安。
And we must have this sort of peace.
那在教会里面呢，我们也需要有这样的平安。
And in the church, we must also have this kind of peace.
我们看哥林多前书十四章。
Let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
哥林多前书的十四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 14.
十四章的三十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33.
三十二节开始。
Starting from verse 32.
先知的灵原来是顺服先知的，三十三节。
33.
因为神不是叫人混乱，乃是叫人安静。这个地方讲啊，先知的灵啊，顺服先知。
So here it says that the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets.
那神的灵啊，神不是叫人混乱，叫人安静。
And God is not the author of confusion, but of peace.
所以这个整个教会如果被圣灵充满，你会发现教会很平静。
So if the church is filled with the Holy Spirit, we will find that the church is at peace.
那先知的灵顺服先知，你会发现哦，只要是出于神的，大家听得懂哦，就平静下来了。
And if the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets, if something is from God, then everyone will agree.
那这个平静就是一种平安。
And this calm and quiet is a type of peace.
所以使徒行传里面教会得到平安，然后圣工大大发展。
And so in the book of Acts, the church was at peace and the holy work flourished.
你要教会得不到平安，圣工很难发展。
And if the church is not at peace, then it is very difficult for the church work to prosper.
那教会要平安就是要有灵的工作，灵的运行。
And if we wish for the church to have peace, then there must be the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在列王记下里面看到以利沙先知带给苏念妇人很大的恩典。
So in 2 Kings, we can see the great blessing that Elisha brought to the Shunammite woman.
那后来这个孩子就复活了。
And later on, this child was raised from the dead.
因为他专心依靠神。
Because the Shunammite woman relied on God.
所以就从神得回这个复活的儿子。
And that is why she was able to have her son back.
所以我们可以看到说她的体验是很活泼的。
And so we can see that her experience is very wonderful.
这个就是她跟神人伊丽莎互动的结果。
And this is the conclusion and result of her interaction with Elisha, the man of God.
一起默祷。
Let us